Greg, any excuse to get Elvis on here to sing about fairs in the middle of winter, I'm all for that.
Last time we talked with our guest, it was fair week.
And usually the winter months for fair, ours is trying to figure out who the guests or who the music act might be who comes to the Lorain County Fair. But we always have to monitor their Facebook page as well.
Right.
Getting things going on. But this morning we're talking about 4-H, and we have with us Liz Scher. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning.
And you have the 4-H Advisory Chili Cook-Off. This is an event, obviously, to help raise funds for the 4-H. Tell me a little bit about when this is taking place.
Absolutely. It's going to take place on Saturday, February 11th from 1 to 5 at Penfield Township Hall at 41012 Ohio 18 in Wellington, Ohio. And it's just kind of a 4-H fundraiser that we're doing this year to help support 4-H programming, whether that be curriculum development or helping with our volunteer trainings to just kind of booster the program and give us those flexible funds that we need to run it the best we can.
Who is the chili lover at 4-H that decided, hey, this is something I would want to help put on?
Well, I went to my advisory committee, and they're a committee within 4-H that we take from the different districts of the county, and they are my eyes and ears out in the county. They help me determine what the youth need, what the county needs as far as 4-H programming. And truthfully, I'm a huge chili fan. Anything with cornbread, and I'm pretty much on board.
How many people have stepped forward to serve up chili?
Serve up chili. I think we have a couple on the hook right now. We just came out with this advertising material. And I know we have a couple local restaurants that are interested in entering. Sterk's is one of them, I think we've heard, that is going to participate. So we're looking for local restaurants, businesses, even our 4-H club. Some of those parents want to put on some chili for our cook-off. So,
well, the 4-H kids and their clubs are pretty industrious. They do a lot of things there. Who knows if they'll be even taking part in this. But so you're now at the moment still looking for participants for the chili cook-off.
Absolutely.
And then, of course, there's the folks that'll come to enjoy it. And you're putting together, I suppose, judges, like any chili cook-off, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, anyone who walks in the doors is a judge.
Okay.
And so that's kind of how we're going to judge our chili. We ask for donations at the door to participate. And we provide the chili and the cornbread and a social atmosphere for everybody who wants to come along and support 4-H.
Talk about the need of funds like this for 4-H.
Absolutely. So these funds give us some flexibility to what they're used for. A lot of times when we get funds from grants or other funders, which we very much appreciate, those are tied to program assistance or very specific programmatical funds. This gives us a little more flexibility, whether it's the copy paper I need to print off, curriculum for my advisors to use in their clubs, or for volunteer trainings. So that's kind of what that's needed for.
Liz, what's going on this time of year with the clubs? What are the kids and advisors doing now?
Well, it very much depends on the club. We have a lot of diversity in our clubs because our youth have a lot of different needs depending on how involved they are in other activities. Some of our clubs are very active year-round and are doing fundraisers this time of year, gearing up toward enrollment, which is in April. Some of our clubs are looking for new members, so if anyone's interested in joining 4-H, please feel free to contact the office at 440-326-5854. And other clubs still are taking a little break, and they'll be gearing up in the next month or two for enrollment.
And I would think, too, some of the kids out there might be working on different projects that they would submit for the fair this summer.
Absolutely. Yeah. Some of our clubs started grooming cattle and other things in December when they went to weigh-ins. Some of our other animal species are looking at buying here soon, and some of our 4-H clubs and members have already picked up books for multiple different projects, anything from so fun to cooking.
We're talking this morning with Liz Scher from the Lorain County OSU Extension. You're the 4-H advisor for that. What kind of things are you doing now, I guess, in preparation for?
Oh, goodness. This is really my my paperwork time of year, I guess. But we're also doing a couple different things. Our camp counselors are in training at the moment for our 4-H camps in the summer, Cloverbud Camp, STEM camps, and Junior Camp on Kelly's Island, which is our week-long overnight camp. So our counselors last week actually had their first training and their second training this Monday, so we're in full force on that. And we're also in the midst of volunteer trainings every year. I offer anywhere from 6 to 12 different volunteer trainings. We are mandated at Ohio State for our volunteers to do a policy 1.50 training, which is where our advisors go through an in-depth training on looking at the signs of child abuse and how to report it. We're very invested in the safety of our youth as well. As well as anything from best club financial practices to just general updates with new updates from the state as well.
Different clubs go through phases, I suppose, depending on how many members they have or who are the members. Sometimes you'll have very active clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Do clubs kind of ebb and flow? In other words, very active and then sort of maybe get a little dormant, depending on?
Sometimes, definitely. Generally, the clubs have been, in my short time here, have been very consistent. While the clubs differ a lot within the different clubs, the clubs that are active generally tend to remain pretty active through the years.
Does the 4-H utilize social media and keeping clubs connected? Many times, you know, we talk about meetings that happen with clubs, mm-hmm. and that's the face-to-face, but there must be other ways to sort of maintain the connection and also get the advice and things like that?
Absolutely. Lorain County 4-H does have a Facebook page. It's Lorain County 4-H. And a lot of our clubs also have Facebook pages to update the parents, especially during the fair and other big events where they want to post child placings or what events are going on when. So social media is very alive and well in 4-H.
In your time there, a couple of years now, right?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of years. What have you enjoyed the most?
Oh, that's a tricky question. Probably working with the youth. That's probably the youth and the volunteers. I love doing volunteer trainings, and camp counselor trainings are definitely one of my favorite, working one-on-one with the kids. We really do have a good group of youth here in Lorain County. They're very curious and active in the 4-H community, and I really couldn't ask for a better group to work with.
I was at one of your dinners a couple of years ago, and a woman was saluted for, I believe, 60 years of volunteer service with 4-H here
yes.
in Lorain County. And I know you have others who I'm sure may not have 60 in, but they've got 35, 40, 50 years too.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we're a very volunteer-rich county. As far as adults go, we have over 300 volunteers that do the mandatory trainings year in, year out. They're probably one of the most dedicated groups I've ever worked with as far as their passion for the youth and the program.
If you are putting a word out to a young person about getting involved in 4-H, what kind of pitch do you usually give to them? Or what things would you say for somebody who's thinking about 4-H, becoming a part of this?
Absolutely. Well, it's a wonderful organization to be a part of. As far as youth development goes, we are very strong in positive youth development. So if you're looking for a good experience with caring adults and an inclusive environment, 4-H is the place to go. We do a lot with career development. We let the projects in 4-H allow the youth to dabble in all sorts of areas, whether it's cooking or animals or art or science fun, and it really lets them explore their interests. And as their interests change, so do their projects. So it gives them a lot of flexibility with a support system there to help them wherever they need it.
Do they set a goal each year? In other words, is it a year-long project, or how committed are they to this particular thing that
Absolutely.
They're doing?
Generally, they tell us what projects they want to do in April when they enroll. There's a part of our enrollment form where they put the projects down. And then they carry those projects to judging, and that generally happens around fair time or in July, depending on the project. And so that kind of completes their project cycle. But many of these clubs and many of these kids are active through the winter months in community service events or other areas.
And what age do they usually go through? Is this basically school age?
Somewhat. So we have kind of two programs within the 4-H program. We have our Cloverbud program, which is our 5 to 7-year-olds. And so this is a non-competitive, where they are developmentally. We don't want them competing. But they do have the opportunity to take group projects and individual small projects that they can present at Cloverbud Show and Tell at Fair. And so they definitely have an opportunity to get involved and participate in meetings and kind of learn what 4-H is all about. And then we have our standard 4-H project members that can take projects and compete at Fair and in their project. And those are, you have to be 8 and in third grade up to 18 as of January 1st of the current year. So that's kind of how we determine that.
And of course, you've got the event that we've been talking about, the Chili Cook-Off. This is your first annual 4-H Advisory Chili Cook-Off coming up on Saturday, February 11th. It'll be from 1 to 5 at Penfield Township Hall in Wellington. And if people want to get involved, you're looking still for people to make the chili, and obviously you want people to show up for it. And
absolutely.
Tell me again, how do people get a hold of you or be a part of this?
Absolutely. Probably the easiest way is to call the extension office at 440-326-5851. Just let us know where you're interested, and we'll get you hooked up with that information. Or you can email me at share.8@osu.edu.
Sounds good. Liz Scher with the Lorain County 4-H. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks for having me.